Hong Kong has a very well-earned reputation for being a jurisdiction where it's extremely easy to establish a business and to use Hong Kong as a launching pad for any kind of commercial activity. Whether you are a Hong Kong resident or a foreign national alike, the actual process of establishing a business is very, very straightforward. Indeed, it's arguably one of the most convenient and most efficient jurisdictions to launch a new company. And there is no statutory requirement under company's law that a director or a shareholder of a Hong Kong company needs to be a Hong Kong resident. To be a company secretary, yes, but not to be a director nor a shareholder. So the question is begged then, is if you do establish a company in Hong Kong, as you're thinking of doing, what are the immigration implications of so doing this? Well, the bottom line is that if you are a shareholder and a director of a Hong Kong company, and your intentions in relation to that Hong Kong company are such that you believe you need to be physically present in Hong Kong for the majority of your time in order to run and direct the affairs of that enterprise, then you will need to have a business investment visa in order to fulfill those practical roles on the ground in Hong Kong, as it were. The difference between coming here as a visitor on a frequent basis, albeit occasionally, for example, that gives you the ability to oversee and manage occasionally the operations of your affairs in Hong Kong, such as opening bank accounts, having the occasional meeting, perhaps coming to solve a few sort of commercial or corporate problems that have presented themselves. That's all permitted activity under the visitor visa that's granted to you when you arrive at the airport. However, if your intention to reside, and that's very important, intention to reside has crystallized, then the visitor visa is no longer an appropriate immigration status for you, and you need to go through the process of acquiring a business investment visa. And the business investment visa approvability test is you need to show that in the context of your commercial endeavours in Hong Kong through that Hong Kong company that you can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. Now, I don't intend to labour the approvability test for the business investment visa here because I've dealt with that on many, many occasions elsewhere on the blog. But for all practical purposes, if you intend to live outside of Hong Kong and you want to use the convenience of Hong Kong as a jurisdiction for the purposes of launching your business, and you want to manage that company remotely, and when you do come back to Hong Kong to oversee the affairs of the business, you're only going to come for a temporary basis and your intention is not to live here in support of that business, then you do not need any particular immigration permissions. You can certainly achieve those outcomes quite lawfully as a visitor once you have arrived at the airport, or indeed across the land boundaries from China or Macau. So that's it. It really is as simple as you would read on the internet and elsewhere. Hong Kong welcomes people like you that are determined to use Hong Kong as a jurisdiction for your international business activities. So go for it and welcome.